Twin Sisters Digital Media presents The Princess and the Pea. Written by Hans Christian Andersen. Adapted by Carrie James. Illustrated by Barbara Lanza. The Princess and the Pea. Once there was a prince who wanted to marry a princess. Only a real one would do. So the young prince Fastidious traveled the world and knocked on many castle doors to find his princess. But everywhere he went, things went wrong. There were lots of princesses to be found, but there was something not quite right about them all. They either talked too much or not at all. They were either too old for him or too young. They were either spoiled rotten or they owned too many noisy little dogs. So Prince Fastidious came all the way back home with nothing but a cough and a cold for his troubles. One evening, a terrible storm blew up. There was much thunder, lots of lightning, and even more rain. It really was frightful. The king, who had gone to the kitchen to sneak a cupcake and some milk, heard a knock at the door. "Coming!" he shouted. He opened the heavy wooden door and found a young woman standing there. What a sight the young woman was! Water streamed from her hair, down through her gown, into her shoes, and out at her heels. Yet, she curtsied gracefully and said, "Your Majesty, I am Princess Rose of Royalton. May I come in?"
Yes, of course," replied the king.
He left Princess Rose standing in the hall and ran to get his wife, the queen.
"She says she's a princess," said the king.
"We'll soon find out," replied the queen. The queen went downstairs to greet Princess Rose and give her some towels, a flannel nightgown, and a toothbrush. While the princess dried off and brushed her teeth, the queen had her sleepy servants strip the guest bed. Then she placed a little green pea on the bed frame. Next, the queen took 20 mattresses and piled them on top of the pea. After that, she took 20 goose feather quilts and piled them on top of the mattresses. "Up you go, my dear," said the queen. "Good night." The next morning, the queen asked Princess Rose, "Did you sleep well?"
"Oh," said the princess, "not at all. Heaven knows what's in that bed. I lay on something so hard that I'm black and blue all over. It was awful."
Prince Fastidious dropped his toast for joy, and his parents smiled. They could see that Princess Rose was a real princess, for only a real princess was delicate enough to feel one pea all the way through 20 mattresses and 20 goose feather quilts. "Would you like an English muffin?" said Prince Fastidious to Princess Rose.
"Why, yes, that would be lovely," she replied shyly.
"Lovely indeed," agreed Prince Fastidious. The young couple fell in love by dinner time, where the first course was split pea soup. It was not long before Prince Fastidious married his princess. As for the pea, they put it in the museum. It's still there for all to see, unless somebody has taken it. There. That's a true story. Good night.